This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Fall planting of alfalfa can begin nearly any time now, though it's always best to wait for favorable weather in the forecast and plant a little late if need be. Proper planting is paramount to its establishment success. Currently, there seems to be a renewed interest in alfalfa, as cattle producers are looking for a high-protein forage that can be used in place of expensive feed. Many farmers will plant alfalfa in the spring, and that is a possibility, but planting in the fall has a variety of benefits. First off, weed pressure is much lower in the fall, and young alfalfa does not compete well with weeds. Fall germinating weeds are usually easier to kill with herbicides and don't have the incredible growth and herbicide resistance like some of the summer annuals do. Spring-planted alfalfa also doesn't produce near as much yield as the year it was planted, as the crop planted the fall before. One downside of fall-planted alfalfa is we don't always get the rain needed for a good germination. Ideally, the alfalfa needs to be 3 to 4 trifoliate leaves before surviving the winter, which usually translates to having it planted sometime in September. It is very difficult to fix an acidic, low-nutrient, weedy alfalfa field in the season after planting. Alfalfa needs a soil pH between 6.5 to 7.5, and it does not tolerate acidic soil. Most fields in this area will need an application of lime fully incorporated before planting, likely with a heavy application of potash or DAP or chicken litter. Remember that the field, if successful, won't be worked again for 3 to 5 years, so it has to be right to start with. When choosing an alfalfa variety, it's important to get the right kind, and it is one of the few times I'll suggest spending the money for a good one, largely because now there's a lot of variation in varieties, and it is a 3 to 5 year commitment. Besides glyphosate resistance, there's also a number of improvements that have been made recently, like resistant to aphids or some of the common fungal diseases. New low lignin varieties don't overall have lower lignin like the name implies, so much as they don't get stemmy as fast, allowing more flexibility for a later harvest. Like soybeans, alfalfa has a number system, and in southern Kansas, we use 4 to 6 rated varieties. The lower numbers, 2s and 3s, have a higher winter hardiness but stay dormant longer in the spring and the fall, reducing the growing season length. Above 7, and there is a bigger risk of winter kill. Of course, don't forget to use rhizobium inoculated seed. Traditionally, alfalfa, like any small seed crop, needs a firm and smooth seedbed so the small seeds are planted at the right depth. However, it is possible to no-till them after row crops. There could be a window after corn harvest, given the soil pH and fertility is adequate. One thing to check for is the herbicide carryover from the corn is compatible with alfalfa. It is also possible to get a stand from broadcast seeding, followed by a soil packer, but this is somewhat unreliable and can mean for an uneven stand. However, I have seen it work with great success. This success largely depends on the weather. Another planting trick is to plant it with spring oats or millet as a nursery crop to keep the soil in place and to help with the crusting issues. If done right, alfalfa will be costly to establish, but an excellent growth will be well worth it. If you have any questions about getting your alfalfa started, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.